Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
With Alex Akurji, and yes, guys, this is Alex, and yay, welcome to Talk Wednesday on the Naked Talk with Alex, and I am so excited to be back here on Talk Wednesday, and yeah, we've been off air for about a couple of weeks, right, and no, I wasn't happy doing that, but so much has been happening. Yes, we did have technical issues, and we had to take a break and try and, you know, just get everything together, and so I'm happy that we're back. And of course, but, you know, that being said, there's been a lot of work going on the background, right? Well, my name is Alex Akurji, and yes, I'm broadcasting out of Lagos, Nigeria, in the heart of Africa, and I'm so excited to be back here to be able to chat with you guys and, you know, just have great authentic conversations. Now, yes, this is the hub for real conversations, and we keep it real because expression really is a sign of strength and not weakness, and we do not apologize for, you know, just being who we are and thinking what we're thinking and, you know, saying what we're feeling, really. So I'm so pumped, and there's just been so many amazing things happening. I mean, the last time that we were here on the show on Friday Radio Special, I had my guest, a very special guest, Mike Venny, who joined me live all the way from New York, and we did have a conversation about, you know, mental health, and transforming mental health situations and using that as sort of a tool, you know, to find some strength, and how that can be sort of transformational in a sense, and if people could embrace having the conversation and understanding, you know, basically what people who go through mental health issues go through. And so it was a really great, empowering conversation, and, you know, took a lot of it, and I got so much, you know, so much great feedback from that show. And so, guys, yes, if you miss any of our live shows, don't forget that, you know, all the Naked Talk conversations are available 24/7. Yes, because we're syndicating on all your internet radio platforms. So, yes, we're on Stitcher, we're on iTunes, and we're on TuneIn. And, yes, we're on Acast as well. So you have no reason whatsoever to miss any of the shows. If you miss them live, don't forget you can always catch the podcast on any of our syndicated radio network. Just sign up, or you can come right here to what's it called? The radio channel of Blog Talk Radio, and just follow so you never have to miss a show. Right. So, well, today's show, we're definitely going to be talking about something very pivotal, and I can relate with that because, you know, my life basically has been based on trying to be more than average. So it's really exciting that I'm going to be talking to two very special people who joined me live all the way from the U.S., and I can't wait to talk to them, you know, just basically about all of the things that they've accomplished recently and how they have come, you know, their new lifestyle and how they've come to be influencing and, you know, just sort of encouraging people and influencing people, really, you know, to be more than average. And I can't wait to get into that conversation with them. But just before we get into today's conversation with my very special guest, today's show is brought to you by our friends at Zeno Online Stores. Now, Zeno Online Stores are known for the best homemade quality, best made in Nigeria products. And you can go to their official website. Just go to www.zeno.com.ng. And Zeno is a Z with a double I, N-O.com.ng. And, of course, our friends at QTB Entertainment and Events. Now, I'm so excited about what QTB is doing. I mean, this is their global entertainment company, and they're putting together this amazing Cruise and Chills. And you know I'm a workaholic. I work around the clock. I work like, you can't believe I work like more than 18, 19 hours a day. It's crazy. I know people complain. Everyone complains. My family, everybody complains. But, you know, yes, I know I get to let my hair down sometime, you know, and just hang out and chill, you know, and relax. And so it's great that QTB is putting together this celebrity event, right? And it's a cruise and chill. So it's a boat cruise. And I can't wait. You know, I'm going to be on the red carpet with a lot of my colleagues, and I'm just going to let my hair down. I'm not going to think of work or anything. So I'm looking forward to this Sunday, the 22nd. There's also the Mockingbirds record label launch, so it's a double event or a double celebration, and I can't wait to be there. So great stuff that QTB is doing. They're you know, they're known for doing top notch quality events, and of course you can go to their official website. They're at www.qtabevents.com. And let's not forget, today's show is brought to you by The Naked Challenge. And if you've been online, we've been buzzing about it. And if there's anything I'm looking forward to this year, this is it. Oh, I'm sorry, Michael. Really, this is it. No, I can't wait. And you have to be part of this. If you're creative, you're in the creative industry or you're in the entertainment, you're a mediapreneur or creative entrepreneur, whether you're a writer or a blogger or a podcaster or a speaker or a web designer or a graphics person or a musician, actor, whatever it is you do, as long as you apply creativity to your work, to your business, you need to be at this virtual summit. Great thing about it is there's no backpacking, no booking hotels or tickets or anything like that. Just you at the in the comfort of your own home or your own space, from your computer or your laptop or whatever it is, but you're going to be networking, and you're going to be, you know, learning, and you're going to be connecting, which is, you know, what is so amazing about, you know, the virtual space is that you're going to be connecting with so many people from around the world. And I can't wait, you know, to be joining 25 of my speakers, 25 amazing global influencers. And these are people who've earned their bragging rights, right? They know what it is. They know what it is to be more than average. Let me use that permission from Samantha and Sarah. So yes, I know what it is to be, you know, just to live a life more than average. And I am so excited. I'm talking about some of the best, you know, award-winning, best-selling authors. We're talking about top-notch award-winning podcasters, award-winning musicians, actors, bloggers, name it. Everyone is A-list. And you, right now, we're selling early bird tickets, but our early bird ticket is going to end on Friday. So if you haven't gotten your ticket now, you want to get your half price, 50% off, make sure to go to bit.ly. It's on Eventbrite, so just go to bit.ly/TheNakedChallenge, The Naked Challenge Capital. Or just click on the link on the show notes, and it'll take you straight there. Or you can go to my virtual community, yes, ABC Hub, you know, the ABC Hub is live, so you can go there. Just go to alexacrochi.com/the-naked-challenge, and, of course, it will take you to the events page, and you can grab your it's so affordable. Like, your grandmother would scream, like, trust me, like, it's almost nothing. Just get your all-access ticket to the six-day event. There's 6 days, you know, day, writing, second day, I think first day writing and blogging, second day podcasting, you know, self-publishing. There's a day for graphics and web design, and there's a day for music, film, and television, and, of course, the technical psychology, branding, and social media marketing, and all of that. So this is a one-stop, like, 6 days of crazy bliss, believe me. Well, guys, you know, I'm so excited about this, and a lot of these amazing people, some of them have been on this show, and that's what's, you know, great about this. And, yes, the Naked Talk is always, you know, it is more than just an interview. It is a conversation. And, of course, the conversations come point of views, thoughts, opinions, and just lots and lots of expression. And that's, you know, what we've always tried to, you know, to share, to let people know that, you know, expression is a sign of strength and that you can be as expressive as you want to be and be as long as you're being authentic and you're not ashamed or afraid to be vulnerable and to speak your mind and to be who you are and to live in your, you know, to live your authentic best. And that's what this is really all about. So, you know what? Thank you so much, guys. I'm so happy if you're just tuning in for the first time. Well, welcome to the show. Welcome. And it feels like my first time, actually. You know, when you go off air for a while and you come back, you almost feel like you're just trying to, you know, reconnect with everyone. I've been off for like 3 weeks or so. But I'm happy to be connecting with everyone, and so many people have been looking forward to the show. But just before we get into, and I do have my guest there live here already in the studio, and I cannot wait to connect with them. Don't forget, yes, I've been getting a lot of your emails. I get lots of your emails. Thank you so much for all of the emails. I just wanted to let you guys know that I get them, I read them, I appreciate them, and I love you. Thank you so much. And keep them coming. Don't forget, if you want to send, you know, feedback or inquiries or whatever it is, just write thenakedtalk@gmail.com, and, of course, we'll try to respond. So, yes, today on TNT 062, well, today's guest, they spent over a decade climbing the corporate ladder, following the path of security and society's definition of what it takes to have made it. Now, during that time, they also faced so many real challenges, including divorce, unhealthy friendships, getting kicked out of college, losing a career, infidelity, and betrayal. Now, after they hit their breaking point, they came together and decided that they were never going to be, you know, they were going to be, oh, sorry, never going to be average again. Now, they show others how to fall in love with themselves, build confidence, set healthy boundaries, and find their own internal happiness. And I am so, so, so excited, you know, to have my very special guests who are joining me live all the way from the U.S., they're relationship experts, motivational speakers, they're authors and founders of neverbeaverage.com. I'm so excited to have with me Sarah Rushker and Samantha Messersmith. And you know what, guys? I mean, it's such a pleasure to have them. I've been looking forward to this. Hi, Samantha. Hi, Sarah. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, guys. Hey, ladies. Hi.
Can you hear us? Yes.
Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you. Welcome to the Naked Talk with Alex. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having us, Alex. We are very excited.
Thank you. And, yes, it's so nice to have you joining me live all the way in Africa. And that just goes to show how much work you all are doing. I know it's been a mouthful. I've had you guys waiting for a while, but, you know, thank you so much for joining me live. Now, I do have a little tradition that I do. I always like to know where my, you know, what the weather is like where my guests are. So if you'd be kind enough to take the listeners a little bit on a journey, let them know what it feels like where you are right now in the U.S. What's the weather like there?
Yes, we are from the Pacific Northwest in the Seattle area. We've had a mix of weather. It's been sunny and beautiful, and then, you know, other days are a little bit overcast, but we've definitely had a above average spring. And, you know, here it's really green. We're right on the coast, so, you know, the water's always sparkling with the sun. So, yeah, we're located in the Pacific Northwest near Seattle.
Oh, great. So you guys are having such a great weather. Well, it's been, you know, it's been a little chilly here for a while. I mean, we don't experience, we only experience two different kinds of weather. It's either it's hot or it's cold. But it's been a little chilly for a while because it's been, you know, the raining season. So it's great to know that you guys are having such a great weather in Seattle. Thank you so much, Sarah and Samantha. Now, I know that this is really going to be so much fun because I'm going to be talking to the two of you, and I'm going to have to try and figure a way to work myself through this. But here's the thing. You know, at first I was curious. You both are sisters, right, if I'm correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, yes. Great. So, and for the sake of those who are listening, you know, at first I could have pictured, because I know that you both have different last names. I was like, okay, are they friends or are they sisters? And then I, you know, figured out, oh, they're sisters. So I think it's really amazing that, you know, two sisters share the same passion, want the same, you know, pretty much want the same. Of course, I'm sure you probably want different things as well, but pretty much want the same things, you know, out of life, and are working together. And I'm curious to, you know, just find out how this is going. But just before we get into, you know, just a little deeper into that conversation, and for the sake of those who are hearing about you for the first time, who have not been privileged enough to come across your work, I'm going to do this separately. First of all, I'm going to ask, I know Sarah always gets to talk first. I'm going to do this. I'm going to ask Samantha. Samantha, how would you describe yourself? Who would you say Samantha is?
Samantha is a woman who just wants to live life to the fullest, who feels like life's too precious to settle for less than average. And up in the Pacific Northwest, a little bit about myself is, you know, we do get to enjoy all the wonderful weather, and we have beautiful outdoors. So in the wintertime, we get to hit the slopes snowboarding. In the summertime, we get to hit the lake in the boat. In the spring, we get to go hiking. So I just love to take all of my extra time outdoors and just be in the beauty of this beautiful world we have.
And Sarah? What about you, Sarah?
So Samantha and I, and as we dive into more of our individual things and trials and tribulations and how we came to this place, one of the things that we do have in common is we both love to be outdoors. So the only difference is I'm not as much of a hiker as Samantha. That's a little too much work for me. and snowboarding, I've been a handful of times. I'm more of like the snow cabin, but other than that, I like to run. I like to walk outside. I love to be on the lake. I soak up the sun. We're both from California originally, so we just absolutely love the sun. But when it comes to more of the heavy-duty physical activity, Samantha and her husband get more in the trenches than typically I do.
Oh, really? I went to Instagram, and I know you like to work out. So I was trying to figure out which one of you is the one who loves the gym more. But it's great to know that, I mean, you have similarities and you have the things that you guys have in common that you share, as well as your individuality as well. You know, especially when you get to work with, you know, I was going to ask, and I'm sure we'll probably get to that hard, you know, how conflicting or how difficult it can be working with a family member. But I'm sure, you know, it's probably more beautiful than it is an issue. But just before we get into that conversation, now I know that you both took very bold steps, right? Leaving the corporate, you know, a corporate job, a great job that you have, and just trying to do, you know, make something meaningful out of your life. And that's, you know, that's something that a lot of people struggle with every day. So many people are living a lackluster life, devoid of any purpose, you know, and not achieving much, basically, you know, the average, you know. And when we say that, I'm sure we're not referring to, you know, just their financial abilities or even material possession. but, you know, just having a purposeful life. So let me ask you this. What did your life look like before now? What did it look like a year ago or 2 years ago?
So what's interesting is that, you know, us, Samantha, and I climbed the corporate ladder. The last 4 years, we actually ended up working for the same large financial institution holding leadership positions for the same company. And, you know, if you would have asked us probably 4 years ago, we would have said that we mm-hmm. were extremely happy. We loved climbing the corporate mm-hmm. ladder. Our favorite part of our jobs was really the team aspect and the personal growth and driving results through that. And so 4 years ago, mm-hmm. we were really happy, and we thought that that's what we were going to do for the rest of our life is, you know, it may not even have been for the same institution. We could have hopped around, but no matter what, we were just going to keep chasing that dream. And it mm-hmm. really fell into our laps about 2 years ago when we were on a plane flight to California, and we were talking about where we had been personally and where we are now. And it was in that moment that we realized that we were meant to do something greater. And that's when we came home and we brainstormed and we wrote down on a piece of paper words that we were passionate about and words that stood for us, and mm-hmm. words like confidence and self-love and adversity and boundaries and relationships and forgiveness and all those things. And there was one word that stood out, and it was transparency. And that was kind of our mm-hmm. aha moment. And we realized in that moment that we were meant to create a platform for women to come as they are, no judgment, no criticism, and find support and advice. And that's when Never Be Average was born.
Amazing. You know, and I can totally relate to that, you know, because just everything that I'm doing, you know, even with the Naked brand as well, you know, it's really about, you know, authenticity and being transparent and being expressive and being open and just being able to do more with your life. So I can totally relate to that. And I kind of also can relate to some of the personal experiences that you've had, both of you have had, whether, you know, with marriage and divorce and, you know, feeling like, you know, there's something more, you need something more, there's something more, you know, like you need to do more with your life. And so I can totally understand that where you're coming from. But let me ask you this, and I know that you both are life coaches and you've been coaching so many people around the world and using your platform, Never Be Average, to influence the lives of women and, you know, people in general. I believe not just women. Yeah, I mean, I know you're, you know, influencing women, but I also know that anybody who probably stumbles on that platform also gets to take away something. Now, what would you say, as a life coach, what would you say is probably one of the reasons why people settle for less? Why do you think that people are comfortable being, you know, having a mediocre life or just being average? What is it that you think probably is one of the reasons why they settle for less?
I think one of the reasons is that it's just easier. You know, the fear of the unknown, you watch other people do it and you want to take that step forward and you just don't know how, or you don't know what to do next. And so you just decide that your mm-hmm. environment, you know, it's good enough the way it is. I think that's what we do a lot is, you know, oh, well, this has to be the best it can get. Even though we've seen, you know, even with the internet these days, there's so many endless TV, talk shows, you know, social media. Mm-hmm. You see so mm-hmm. many people taking, you know, leaps of faith and all of that, and it's something triggers inside of your heart. And when you go there, when you want to go there, you just don't know what to do. And that's a big part of, you know, what we help our clients with. And we even wrote a book about this. It's called So What Now? You know, we feel like we're that So What Now for people. So we kind of say it's like standing on the end of a ledge and you're ready for change and you're ready to do something different and you're not sure how to take the jump, or you've already taken their jump, but you don't know what to do next.
Okay. Okay, you know what, Sarah and Samantha, how about we take, let's take a quick commercial break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Naked Talk with Alex Okorji. You're listening to The Naked Talk. It's so uncensored. She keeps it real. She keeps it straight.
you're listening to The Naked Talk with Alex Okoroji.
Hi, everyone. This is Maura Sweeney coming to you from Clearwater, Florida in the U.S. of A. I am so excited to be a part of the Naked Challenge Creative Mastery Global Summit, and I'm so happy that Alex Okoroji has invited me to play a part starting July 4th. My topic is going to involve reinvention of the self, mastering the art of writing and blogging. I happen to have mastered the art of reinvention. At age 50, I reinvented myself completely. These days, I am a Huffington Post blogger, a podcaster, an international speaker. I hold the trademark for Ambassador of Happiness, and I just released my first ever e-course called Foundations of Happiness, a self-study course on emotional intelligence. Believe me, that course has everything to do and more with the reinvention of the self. If you happen to be a creative looking to forge a new career path or reinvent the one you already have, I hope you join me because I'm going to share some fun stories, engaging content, and helpful, relevant tips that will definitely help you get from where you are to where you want to be. So I look forward to you joining me and Alex Okoroji at the Naked Challenge Creative Mastery Global Summit starting July 4th. Take care.
Okay, we're back. And if you're just tuning in, well, my name is Alex Okoroji, and I'm still broadcasting live all the way from Lagos, Nigeria in Africa. Yes, guys, so, you know, just before we went on that commercial break, I was talking to my very special guest who joined me live all the way from the U.S., Sarah Rushker and Samantha Messersmith. Oh, God, help me with that. Well, but, you know, it was so exciting to just talk to them, you know, just the, you know, just basically how they started trying to find your new path, you know, and, you know, Sarah did share a little bit about just what it was like, you know, having that corporate life and how they sort of got into where they are now with creating their brand and all. So, yes. But hi, welcome back, Sarah. Hi, are you there?
Hello, we're here.
Hi, Sarah. Samantha, hi. Are you there?
Hi.
Okay. Hi. Okay, well, welcome back. Just before Wednesday and that commercial break, we've been talking about just, you know, your story, basically, and how you both started. You did try to share a little bit about what your life was like just before a couple of years back and how you both were faring and doing so well, you know, in the corporate world, you know, building having a corporate job and, you know, living with that. But let me ask you this now. I do know that for a lot of people who want to, so many people want more. And I think, Sarah, you did mention that because I did ask why do people settle? And you said, you know, it was because people just find it comfortable. It's easy, right? And there's so many people who want more, who want to do more with their lives, but don't have the courage or don't even know where to start. You know, what would your advice, Samantha? I mean, how would you, what would you say that they can start? I mean, for you, what was it? What was that, you know, I know you did mention that you had a light bulb moment, but what was the trigger? When was that exact moment you both went like, you know what, let's just go ahead and do this?
For leaving our jobs or just for, you know, our personal development and growth and deciding that we didn't want to live in kind of that misery? Because those are two different things. We went through moments of going through the very traumatic events, and we both had individual times where we just decided, I don't want to live like this anymore. I'm taking control back of my life. And then it was a couple years later that we decided to leave and found Never Be Average and pursue that full time.
Okay. You know, I mean, for us, I'm looking at it this way.
you found that you both found it never be average, right? Did this come before? Did this start before you left the corporate job, or was this right after you left?
This was before. It was about a little over a year and a half before we left the corporate world, and that never be average came from, you know, we had gone through these traumatic things and kind of let life get the best of us and let life take control of us. And we both individually decided one day, you know, that we were going to take control back. And through that, we leaned on each other for support. And we decided one day that we wanted to create a platform for women to come as they are, for no judgment, no criticism. Because what we learned, just like you said, that you could relate to some of the things that we say on our website that we've been through. And what we learned is we all go through the same stuff. It may not be exactly the same for everyone, but we all go through life struggles. No one's exempt. And so what happens is a lot of times, and I think this is a part of the settling too for average, is a lot of times, you know, we don't speak up. We don't want to use our resources. We don't want to lean on our friends for support because we're afraid of that judgment and criticism. And so we created Never Be Average as, you know, we just started writing advice columns for women where we shared our stories of the things that nobody really talks about. And it just really took off and it turned into this beautiful community of women. And it slowly, as time went on, you know, it was placed on our hearts that this is what we've got to be doing full time. And that's where we just decided it's now or never. This is our passion. Now our passion was no longer the corporate world. Our passion was women, and we couldn't deny it, and we knew we couldn't live life any longer without pursuing what was in front of us.
Okay, and so let me ask you this, though. What would you say, for lack of a better word, maybe say memorable experiences that have come out of your interaction with all of these women? Because you share all these amazing tips and all these amazing articles that empower them to do more with themselves, whether it's in their personal life or in their career or whatever it is. So can you think of any one interaction or feedback or something that has come from someone who's benefited, you know, one-on-one, who's been able to, you know, give you feedback, who's benefited from your platform or from the things, from the tools and resources that you've been sharing?
Yeah, absolutely. I have a great example of that for you. We had a client who reached out to us, and she was actually from a different country. And so just through the blogosphere, she was following us on our website and reading our advice and our material. And this was early on and after we left our corporate job. But she reached out, and she's a licensed therapist who specializes in family counseling. Her relationship was failing. Her other relationships were struggling because of this relationship. It was very toxic, so it was sucking the life out of her, which was in turn ruining a lot of her relationships with friends, family, and even her career. And, you know, what's interesting about her is when she came to us, she said, "This is what I do for a living. People come to me with their problems, and I offer advice and solutions, and I can't even follow them through myself." And so once we started to work with her, we were able to quickly diagnose that, you know, the reason why she wasn't able to follow through is because they were based on everyone else's problems and not her own. Needs, wants, and desires. And so once we helped her, you know, get honest with herself, understand her weakness, step outside of her comfort zone, make peace in areas and forgive, you know, she eventually started living a life that was based on her own unique desires and her own wants. And so today she's left that toxic relationship. She's thriving in her career, and she's living the life that was designed for her. And so that's a lot of times, you know, where we help clients is, you know, we're not going to tell people what their happiness is, because happiness looks different for every single individual. Everyone is uniquely designed with their own wants, own desires, and own needs. What we do is help women figure it out and then go after it.
And that makes a lot of sense. You know, I was going to ask this, you know, because I was just listening, and I know how tough that can be, you know, sometimes, because first, you know, especially for someone like, you know, you're quite the lady, she's set aside, you know, relationship, you know, expert, and finding yourself in a situation where you feel like you're overwhelmed and you can't even solve. I think that happens a lot of times because you're not in this when you're outside the circumstance of the situation. It's easier to get clarity on it as opposed to if you're in it. But now I wanted to ask you this, and because you get to do, and I know this because I write a blog, and I know when I get questions, and I do coaching, and sometimes, you know, most of the times, you know, people think that you have all the answers and you have it all figured out. You both feel overwhelmed. Yeah, there are times when you feel like overwhelmed by just how fast Never Be Average is growing and how important or how valuable it has become, you know, to the lives of these women. You know, at their points when you feel like you've created, you know, like you feel like you're overwhelmed.
I think the points we feel overwhelmed is just every time we stumble across something new that we have to accomplish. But it's very short and it's so satisfying. Okay. Just like this last week we were in California for a women's event, and it was the first time we were going to be speaking in front of female doctors. And so that was a little bit intimidating at first because, you know, what do we have in common with doctors? We don't have PhDs. We don't run our own practice. And then we quickly reminded ourselves, but we're women, and that's all that we need in common. And so it was definitely a challenge to come up with a speech for these women that was going to be impactful for them on their level and what they're experience in life, trying to balance it all. And it's that consistent reminder with Never Be Average and what it stands for. And it's that we're all going through the same things and the same struggles. And so, you know, for overcoming that was initially a little bit overwhelming, but through the thick of it, I was so inspiring and so motivational. And to stand up in front of women who from the outside you would say, oh, they don't have anything in common, and to be able to walk away inspiring them and feeling inspired by them was just absolutely incredible. And so I think as Never Be Average continues to make more ground and make an impact, it's more exciting than overwhelming because this is a passion that's so crazy deep in our hearts, a passion, a message that we feel like this world is aching for, that it's so exciting when it starts to really make an impact on people. And in turn, it impacts us and inspires us and motivates us to keep going.
I can totally relate to that. Okay, you know what, Sarah and Samantha, how about we take, let's take a quick musical break. I feel like we need a little bit of energy or something. Well, this one is from Peter Kelly. Peter Kelly was a former guest on this show sometime last year. And this is Fear of Landing, and we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
I can see crazy in your eyes. Red haces, your night was better than mine. I guess a little change might do you well. Won't buy what I try to sell, so do your thing, do your thing, and cause you're hopeless and I'm helpless. Cause when you go up, you don't wanna let the view's much better. It's the fear of landing you can't fight. I can't understand your broken way beyond the stairs. It's the fear of landing. You've done hard times in those shoes. The black soles leave footprints from hell right behind you. You gotta drown it out again. We ride back in the devil's den. So who do your thing, do your thing, and who you're wasted. I can't face this. Fear of landing you
Peter Kelly is going to be one of the speakers at the Naked Challenge Creative Mastery Global Summit in 2016, coming up in July, July 4th to July 9th, yes, Saturday, July 9th. Yes, so he's speaking on day five, so it's going to be amazing. He's going to be one of the speakers on day five, so I'm so excited and I'm looking forward to it. And that's a beautiful song, Fear of Landing. And yes, we've been talking about Never Be Average with my very special guests, Samantha and Tara, joining me live all the way from the U.S. And it's been such a pretty insightful conversation, if I must say so. They've both shared so much amazing thoughts and shared their story to, found in this platform that has become instrumental to a lot of women's growth around the world. And, it's pretty, impressive to see how that has come to be. Now, guys, don't forget that you can be part of this conversation. What's going on, guys? Don't forget this show is unscripted, totally unscripted, very uncensored. We keep it real here. We're about being authentic. It's all about being authentic and keeping it real. You know when I'm feeling very high, you know when I'm feeling very low. So don't forget, guys, you got call in. The number to call in is +1-215-383-3766 if you're calling from outside the U.S. If you're calling from within the U.S., make sure to dial as a local number called 215-383-3766 to either speak with me or speak with Sarah or Samantha if you've got questions to ask. Don't forget that you can also use the in-studio chat room or call in via Skype for free or send a message on WhatsApp or tweet with Alex Akurji with hashtag to make a talk. And, of course, your contributions will be read on the show. Just before we went on that, I was talking to Sarah and Samantha, and they did, just basically share what it took for them to find the courage to be able to sort of make that bold step. Hi, Sarah. Hi, Samantha.
Hello.
Welcome back. Okay, just before we went on that, we were talking, and I was, going to ask you about your book. Now, I know that both of you are authors as well, and you've written a book, So What Now, right? And can you just tell the listeners a little bit about this book and, what this book is about?
Yeah, absolutely. So What Now, it was written with the spirit behind it was when you go to a women's conference or a retreat or a seminar, and you leave feeling so inspired and so motivated for change, and you come back home, and you get into your same routine and your same environment, and you feel discouraged, and you're just so what now? What do I do? How do I implement that change? How do I keep that motivation going? And so that literally was the spirit of this book. And, we had the idea about a year before we even started writing it because we always would feel that way when we would leave. And so we really took time when we wrote it to really think about, what would be the best tools to implement in your daily routine. And we came up with 8 of them to really understand, how to move past, after you get back from feeling motivated, how you can really drive change within your own life.
Okay, great. And so what are some of this, I mean, could you mention one, two, or three of this tools? I know that, you know, you share about eight different, this is, you know, for the sake of the listeners and just so that they can go grab a copy, you know, what would you say is the one, two things that you think that people need to do to be able to sort of leave their best?
Okay, so the first thing is it's not a tool, it's really the emphasis around the book. So we came up with the AAA effect, and it's awareness, accountability, and action. And so the first step for anyone to drive change is awareness. The second step, once you're aware, you got to be accountable. Because now once you're aware, you have to be accountable. You're like, okay, well, I already know now, so now I actually have to do something about it. And then it's action. So our book is written exactly like that. It helps you get aware, it helps you get accountable, and then it helps you take action. So, like, the first chapter is get honest with yourself. And we share a lot of our own personal stories to back up some of our own advice and tips that we give and the success that we've had from this. But getting honest with yourself is the first initial piece, and we dive into how you can really have honest conversations within yourself. And then it's another chapter is, which is my absolute favorite, is understand your weakness. Your weakness is very important, especially when you want change, whether it be you keep finding yourself in the same relationship or you keep going whenever you feel emotional, you're shopping online or you're going to food or, your family, they walk all over you. You have to understand what your trigger points is. And so that chapter, why it's my favorite, is because that's the most significant thing in order for you to overcome what's holding you back. A lot of times we say you're in your own way. And when you understand your weakness, your trigger points, you now are going to, getting through the process, are going to have the tools that when those weaknesses try to come in, which we all have them because they're ingrained in us for years, we can now overcome. They don't overpower us anymore. And so, you know, that's another part of the book that I love. And then we get towards, you know, the end, you know, where we talk about helping individuals step outside of their comfort zone and, you know, really truly start living. Another chapter that I really love is making peace and forgive. And there's a lot of areas, you know, some individuals struggle with regret. That's an area that they have to make peace with. Some have been hurt. But that's an area that you have to forgive. And so that's another chapter that we're really passionate about is, you know, not letting your past hold you back. And, you know, you don't always need someone to forgive you or even ask for forgiveness. You can kind of find it within yourself and be able to move on from it.
Amazing. You know, I was just listening to this and just thinking how very similar our ideology, and this is so great because, and this is what I love about having conversations with people because, you know, with great influencers and achievers like you is that, you know, I can get into your mind and just see where you're coming from. And I can totally relate to a lot of things that you said because, you know, it's almost very similar in terms of my own beliefs as well. I did write a book, The Naked Truth, and just, you know, seeing the similarities, talking about awareness and, you know, using your weakness, you know, as so I can totally relate with what you said, and I think that that would be a great book for people, for a lot of people to pick up, women and, you know, maybe even men alike, you know, to pick up and be able to sort of, you know, take the first step that they need to, living above average or being more than average, sorry. But let me ask you this, Samantha. Is Samantha there? Because I have a feeling that she's been, I'm talking to Sarah, right? So is Samantha there? Hi, Samantha. Is she there?
Yeah, I have answered quite a few of your questions.
I know that Sarah is a speaker. I know she's the one who does she does more of the speaking, and you do a lot of the writing. I can tell.
We trade off every question.
Okay, great. Okay, fine.
Yeah, so I think we just have similar sounding voices.
You know, I feel like, you know when you feel like you're stuck with twins and you can't tell them apart? Like, you're not sure which twin you're talking to. Okay, great. But, I mean, whatever the case is, you both share the same brand. You work together. Never be average as both of your babies. So it doesn't matter who's speaker, really. I'm sure, you know, it's on behalf of both of you because, I mean, you both, you know, this goal. I mean, you both shared this goal together, so I truly understand that. And I know that we have to, I have to let you go soon. I know we have to wrap this up soon. But just before we, you know, wrap this up, do you have any final words, I mean, that you can leave for those who really want to do more with their lives but don't know where to go and how to start? Something that can totally just push, you know, push them, motivate them to make a move like you did, you know, to just go ahead and just do what it is that they want to do.
Yes, and this is Samantha. So I would say, you know, one thing we've really learned is that if you have a heartbeat, you have a purpose. And there's no one, there's 7 mm-hmm. billion people in this world, 7 billion. Mm-hmm. And there's not one person on this earth today, tomorrow, 100 years from now, who will ever walk with your same DNA. So let that sink in.
Sure.
You're the only person who has your DNA. So that means if you have a heartbeat, you have a purpose. And so what I would say is wake up in the morning and choose yourself. Spend time figuring out what that means to you, what that passion is, where you're supposed to go next, what next move you're supposed to make, and just wake up and choose yourself first.
Sarah. Hi, Sarah. What would you say?
Oh, hello. Hello. You know, my final words is, you know, really be okay with doing something different. And I'll share this one piece of advice mm-hmm. that was one of the most encouraging mm-hmm. things that Samantha and I were ever given. You know, and especially when we left mm-hmm. our corporate job, there was a lot of people who thought we were crazy. And they didn't understand, mm-hmm. and they didn't understand how we could leave paychecks, security, bonuses, mm-hmm. all that, the glitz and the glamour. But we were given this piece of advice that mm-hmm. can be related across the board. Is they said, if someone's not trying to do what you're doing, meaning they're trying to go after the same career or lifestyle or whatever, mm-hmm. their opinion doesn't matter. You can take it respectfully, but it doesn't matter. It can't affect you. And once we understood that, we were able to take an even bolder step in our life, and we're able to make even more courageous mm-hmm. moves. And I think that's in general. I think a lot of times we're filled with the world of opinions and advice, but really you have mm-hmm. to take it as, are you in the relationship that I want to be in? Are you in the career I want to be in? Are you living where I want to live or whatever it is? Mm-hmm. If they're not, then their opinion doesn't matter. And so, you know, again, it's just like Samantha said, choose yourself, leave any outside opinion at the door, and chase your individual dream.
And that totally makes a lot of sense. That's absolutely brilliant. Because a lot of the times, you know, we're always seeking validation from people who, you know, unfortunately do not share the same vision that we, you know, share, don't have the same vision with us. And we expect them to understand. Why do we expect them to understand? This is your vision. This is your goal. This is your dream, and it's your life. So it makes absolute sense. For you to, you know, just tunnel vision in that and do what you have to do, unless, of course, they are an authority, like you're saying. So you're saying, I mean, if the person isn't an exemplary authority in that area or in that field, it makes no sense for you to be really taking their advice or letting it deter you from doing what you want to do. So that makes absolute sense. Thank you so much, Sarah and Samantha. It was a real pleasure having both of you here on the show. I was trying not to give excuses. I'm a little bit under the weather. I've been ill for a couple of days. But, you know, I knew that I wouldn't cancel this. I needed to talk to both of you and, you know, get to hear. And I'm so glad that I did. Thank you so much for taking out the time to be live here on the show. And it's been exciting. And I would like to have you both back again sometime on the show when I feel much better. It'll be nice to have both of you back again on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. You're welcome. Make sure to have a great day, and I look forward to connecting with you. Okay, guys. Well, that was a great conversation with my very special guests, Samantha and Sarah. Sarah and Samantha. It's almost a mouthful, but, you know, I have to do this. I feel like, you know, I've been chatting with, like I said, a set of twins, and I can't tell which one is which. But wait, guys, don't forget, it's been an absolutely amazing conversation on the Naked Talk with Alex McCurdy. Of course, I'm coming back again on Friday Radio Special with my very special guest, Ben Spanning. Oh my God. I have to get over it. So I'm sure you guys noticed that I'm probably talking very weird. I'll tell you about that later. But It's been great having a great conversation with Samantha and Sarah and just talking about Never Be Average. And hopefully you all picked something from this conversation. Well, the truth is I'm always striving to do more than my last, and you cannot afford to live a mediocre life. You have to make an effort to do much more with your life and to accomplish all of those goals and dreams and ideas that you have in your head. And yes, guys, if you haven't gotten your early birth to Eventbrite, just go to my website. Go to any of my websites. Go to alexacurrency.me. And, of course, you can get your grab your early bird ticket or go to alexacurrency.com, virtual hub. You can get – just go to Eventbrite or Google the Naked Challenge. Go follow me on Twitter. Go on Twitter. It's everywhere. You have no excuses whatsoever to not get your early bird ticket because, well, it goes up. The price goes up on Friday. So it's best to go now. Go now and grab your ticket. Like I said, it's so affordable. Your mom, your grandmom is going to scream. So it'll be nice for you to hang out with 25 amazing speakers who are global influencers from around the world, creative artists, award-winning podcasters, best-selling authors, name it, graphic ads. I'm telling you, like, it is really a creative fest. You know, 6 days of creative bliss to take your creative business to the next level. So you cannot afford to miss it at all, not at all. You know, I'm going to be learning so much. You better be there to learn a lot as well. Well, but just before we go, you know, wrap the show up today, how about we take a quick commercial break? We'll be back. Here's a little word from Frankie Picasso.
Hello, this is Frankie Picasso, founder of the Good Radio Network and host of Mission Unstoppable Radio and Frankie's Sense and More. I am so looking forward to connecting with you and answering all your burning questions about radio, from how to start your own show or how to grow your radio show to wow. I'll be live day 2, act 2, and I will see you at the Naked Challenge Creative Mastery Global Summit on Blab. Get ready to reinvent yourself.
Yes, I did nothing. Nothing.
Okay, guys, and that was I Got Nothing by Scott Crocus, and of course Scott Crocus, one of my favorite independent artists, great Americana country singer, and I'm so glad Scott is also going to be part of the Naked Challenge Creative Mastery Global Summit. So, guys, you have no reason whatsoever not to be part of this virtual summit. Like I said, the amazing thing about it is there is no backpacking. You don't have to pay flight fees. You don't have to book hotels or anything at all. It's just, you know, just be live from the comfort of your own home, your device or whatever it is, and connect with all of these amazing influencers in 6 days. So it's going to be great, great, great. There's so much to learn and so much to do. And there's going to be a networking lounge. If you miss any other events, you're getting a recorded of all the live summits. I mean, it's a great place to be. If you ever thought you were trying to build your creative business, it's a world of resources, believe me. And I'm so excited. I'm looking forward to this. I'm looking forward to learning and connecting and meeting new people and collaborating with them. It's a great place to collaborate, you know, to connect and chat and learn something and build relationships. And that's what all of this is all about. So, guys, thank you so much for hanging out with me today on the Naked Talk with Alex Akurji and for tolerating my the weather. As it is today, you know, it's been a little slow and all of that, but I'm coming back on Slider Radio Special, and I can't wait to chat with my very special guest, Beth Banning, on Friday, live here on the show. And, of course, till I come back again, don't forget that you can go to my, don't forget to go to my official website. Have you got a copy of my book, The Naked Truth? Go there, get my book. Just go to www.alexakurji.me and connect with me. Of course, you can connect with everything else from the blog, or you just go to blog.alexakurji.me. And, of course, you can read my new articles. I have a very special article coming out tomorrow. Make sure to catch it. You have to catch it. You have to read it. It's all about creativity, and believe me, it's very essential that you read it. So till I come back same time on Friday Radio Special, I love you for listening. Yes, I do, I do, I do, I do, I do. I absolutely do. Ciao.
It's some scriptures. How? It's some filters. How? It's some thoughts. Damn censors. It's some scriptures. How? It's some filters.
To the Naked Talk with Alex Akurji.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.